My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me now and we will explore these topics and so much more with fascinating guests, authors, and experts who will guide us to Destination Unlimited. The Tree of Life is a concept and symbol that may be found in almost every ancient culture and faith tradition. In the Jewish tradition, it's called Eitz HaChaim, literally the Tree of Life. It is the symbol associated with the ancient Jewish tradition of mystical study known as Kabbalah. What may we learn from the Tree of Life, and will meditation on its interconnected spheres and pathways enhance our lives and our connection with divine love? My guest this week on Destination Unlimited, Deirdre Haid, has devoted many years of study of Kabbalah and its healing and restorative foundations. Deirdre Haid is a mystic, motivational speaker, author, and spiritual teacher to some of the world's most respected spiritual teachers, including Jack Canfield and Marcy Shimhoff. Her celebrity clientele include world-renowned fashion icon and humanitarian Donna Karan. Dedicated to healing those who have suffered from trauma, pain, and loss, Deirdre founded the not-profit organization, the Foundation for Radiance, which has worked closely with the Women's Prison Association of New York and Nuevo Amanecer, a Sister Trinidad Lopez's program for women rescued from abuse and sexual slavery in East Los Angeles. She designed My Angel Pillow with Kelly White to bring healing and comfort of angels to children in hospitals across the country. A keeper of the World Peace Flame and founding member of the Association for Transformational Leaders of Southern California, Deirdre is a member of Jack Canfield's Transformational Leadership Council, an organization of 150 world leaders in the field of personal transformation. Her teachings on the power of meditation are featured alongside the writings of other modern-day spiritual luminaries such as Neil Donald Walsh and Don Miguel Ruiz. She's been honored by Dr. Aziz Fuqua and the Circles of Light, receiving the Flower Award for her pioneering work in energy healing. She's also been knighted by the Sovereign Order of the Knights Hospitallers of St. John of Jerusalem for her humanitarian work. Deirdre's seminal work on the Kabbalah's Tree of Life will be recorded with Jack Canfield, the co-creator of Chicken Soup for the Soul series, and released to the public for the first time this fall. She joins me this week to discuss her work and the Radiance Tree of Life journey meditation. Please welcome to Destination Unlimited, Deirdre Haid. Good evening, Deirdre.
Good evening. I'm so happy to be here. Thank you.
And thank you so much for joining us. Now, please share with our listeners about your early life and how you arrived in the path that would lead you to this very special work.
Well, since the farthest back as I can remember, I really viewed nature and trees as being as alive as my parents or anyone in my family. My first vision was when I was about 3 and a half, and I was standing in front of a pine tree, and a cloud opened, and I saw a truck run over the tent where my baby brother was sleeping. I ran to the tent, which was on top of a hill. I grabbed my brother, ran out of the tent, and then a pickup truck, just like I saw, ran over the tent. My parents, of course, I could hear them screaming, and when the dust settled, they saw me holding my little brother and were overjoyed. They could not believe what happened, and I did tell them. I did explain to them what happened, I guess, in broken words, but it became kind of a family folklore. So that was my first vision, and as a young person, I thought this was quite normal. This was just called life, and as I got older, I realized, oh, wait, I'm a little bit different. This isn't happening to my other friends. That was my first earliest experience of being a mystic.
Did your parents embrace your gifts, or did they worry about them?
Well, both my parents were academics. My father was a research scientist, a biochemist and physiologist. at the University of Chicago. So he kind of scratched his head and dismissed it. But my mother was very supportive and also very protective. And as I got older, she supported it, but she said, well, we better kind of keep this a secret. And I learned why. I said, yes, I went underground. I went underground for a long, long time.
Now, did you have any relatives, grandparents who also displayed these gifts?
I didn't know about that at the time. However, I read some of my grandmother's writings after she developed Alzheimer's. I went through her things, and there was writings, and there were some writings of her in France when she was in her early 20s. My mother was about 3 years old, and she was writing about the violet flame.
Mm.
And she was a part of a group of artists there in about in the 20s in Paris. And I thought, all I could think of is, well, maybe she was part of a mystical group that she never talked about. She never told us. But here she was writing about the violet flame. And I know the violet flame from the I Am Presence teachings. And I work with the violet consuming flame for transmuting negative energy into positive energy. So that was the only inkling I had of that. My mother was highly intuitive, and once she developed her cancer, she really went into a spiritual practice, and I saw her gifts flower.
Now, that was when you were 16, and your mother, I guess, was diagnosed at the time with breast cancer. What happened?
Yes, my mother was diagnosed with terminal breast cancer. This was decades ago. In the early, about 1970, and she was given a year to live. And one night, we were together, and I just began to pray. Now, my family was not religious. My father being the scientist, I was Christian Catholic, but at this time, there was no conversation of God in our house. So to pray was unusual. It was not a norm. But I had to pray. I was so devastated about the thought of losing my mother. And one night, a gold light, a brilliant white gold color light filled the room. My mother and I saw it. We thought someone had turned a light on. There was no light on. And my mother said that the pain she was in went away. My mother lived 13 years longer than the doctor said was humanly possible. They said there's no way for her to be alive, but she was. And she said to me, I don't know what this light is, but let's find out. And so we began a course of study. Coincidentally, someone was driving through town. My mother met this person. This person came over. They left a Xerox copy of this book that they said, I just met the person who channeled this book. It's going to change our world. It was A Course in Miracles. Mm. So we began studying A Course in Miracles, went on from a Xerox copy in a notebook and many other spiritual teachings, and we developed the Radiance Healing Method from there.
And your mother carried her spirituality with her till the end of her life.
Oh, yes. She went into the light. And when I say went into the light, meaning that when we attend to our soul, nurture our soul, fill our soul with our with that bridge of our waking consciousness with the light of our soul, when we pass over, we elevate into a state that is that one can even see, that's between the physical state and the worlds of heaven. And so when my mother passed away, I saw her. I saw a ray of light come in the room, and I saw her soul step into this light and then leave. It was quite remarkable, and I'm so blessed I was able to experience this.
That must have been an amazing experience.
It was amazing, amazing. I was high. I was so in this exalted state of joy when she left. I can't even explain the wonder and the awe of the experience when I saw her go into the light.
But to actually witness this must have had a profound effect on your understanding of transition and what death really is. It isn't death, is it?
No, it isn't death. There is no death. There is only change. And when this experience happened with my mother, I was about 27 or so, and I said, well, my life has to be dedicated to this light. And that was how I spent my life. Every choice I made, does this keep me connected to the light? And if it doesn't, oh, that's a job I'll take. Or no, I'm not going to go on that path. Every choice I made was, does this keep me connected to the light? And then, here we are.
And when you ask this question, does it keep me connected to the light? How did you hear your answer or sense your answer?
I sensed it in how my body felt. Would the environment support my soul, or would I begin to feel tired, begin to feel, I'm trying to put words to the feeling tone of the soul, would the joy of life go away? I think that's the main thing. Would my joy be taken away? And so if I was in a situation where my joy was being taken away, I would just have to say, you know, I'm not supposed to be here, and I would have to move on. And that's what I did.
And it is with joy that my guest this evening on Destination Unlimited is Deirdre Haid. She's going to be talking about the Radiance Tree of Life Journey Meditation in the later segments of the show. We'll be back after these words on the OM Times Radio Network.
OM Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. OM Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Tune in to the Practical Intuitive, Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World with me, host Robin Fritz, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern. I'll cover personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice, and more, all to help you tap your own intuitive and healing skills. No ifs, ands, or buts.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You accidentally cut your daughter's bangs unevenly. Do you A, line things up a centimeter from her hairline?
Man, oh man.
No, sweatbands are so hot right now. Everyone's wearing them. Like that basketball player and that other basketball player.
B, get spiritual.
Mom, where did all the mirrors go?
A reflection could never capture our true selves.
Huh?
Beauty is within? Home.
C, look on the bright side.
Less time blow drying, more time texting.
Or D, show empathy.
Mom, you really don't have
Ta-da!
To...
Ta-da! Twinsies!
I kind of love it. As a parent, there are no perfect answers. But you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information, contact You Gotta Believe at YouGottaBelieve.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Back on Destination Unlimited, my guest this evening is Deirdre Haid. She's going to be talking about her Radiance Tree of Life Journey Meditation. Before the break, we were talking about your formative years, your experience with your mom, and then you had a synchronistic meeting with mythologist Joseph Campbell on your way to study what you thought would be anthropology in college. Tell us what happened.
Yes, well, this was before I went to college. I was in high school. But my plan was to be an anthropologist. I worked at the Memphis Museum. I was a junior curator for 2 years and very excited about that. I loved anthropology. And I also love to dance. I was a dancer, and I loved, loved to dance. So my parents were part of an intellectual community in Memphis, and at the University of Memphis, they brought Joseph Campbell, and I went with my parents to hear Joseph Campbell. And there's hundreds of people in the auditorium. And then afterwards, I got to meet him because my parents helped put this together. So he comes out. There's a group of grown-ups, and then there's me. And he, all I remember is when he was talking, I was sitting there, and I'm like, what, 15? So you know how 15-year-olds are. I just remember thinking, oh, he doesn't know what he's talking about in this. How does he know about this? I don't disagree. I was so judgmental. So when I met him, I said, well, you know, you said yada, yada, but I don't agree with you. Where did you get your information? And I started debating him.
Oh, my goodness.
His eyes were taken aback, but he smiled. He really seemed to relish in it. So we started a conversation that was about an hour. And he was very respectful. He said that he listened to what I said, and he said he agreed with me. And then he said, well, what are you going to, you know, where do you want to go in your life? And I said, well, I really don't know. I love anthropology. My parents, you know, scientists, and the road ahead for me is to study a science, so I'm going to do anthropology. He said, well, what's your soul love to do? I said, well, my soul loves dancing. I love to dance. And verbatim, this is exactly what he said. It was like burned in me like a what's that word, a branding. He said, oh, don't go into anthropology, whatever you do. Keep dancing because you already have what everybody who goes into anthropology is really looking for. Mm. And it'll ruin you. It'll take away your gift.
Wow. How did you react to that?
It went really deep. It went really deep. And so deep that that's what I did. I followed his direction. And so I had opportunities to dance. And the thing about a dance career, it is a career, the height of one's career, especially in ballet, is young, your youth. So I turned down going to college and instead went to New York to study with Robert Joffrey. He invited me to come to New York. And then I had a dance career career of choreography. Oh, for years and years and years and years. And I'm very, very grateful. It's now, of course, you can imagine with the work I do now, I go, you know, I really could have used that PhD in anthropology.
you actually probably have the equivalent of the doctoral work in terms of all of your study. But let's talk a little bit about the Radiance Healing. Much of the work that you described and your experience with your mom and all of these wonderful synchronicities led to the creation of your Radiance Healing Meditation System. What is the system and how does it help people?
The system is based on energy and visualization. During my course of study with this light, I embarked on journeys. I had a guru. I spent time in India. I studied with some of the founders of the I Am Presence material. That's another synchronistic story. Course in Miracles, and then Kabbalah for over 20 years with two esteemed rabbis. And during my course, I always was learning and looking deeper and deeper. What happened that night with my mother when we prayed and a tangible light that one could see came? And through this, in my deep meditations, I was shown, I was guided by angels who came to me, and different beings, such as Yeshua, Jesus, Mary Magdalene, Moshe, Moses, would come, and they started taking me in my meditations on these journeys into these universes of light, into these actual places of great astounding beauty, of temples and cathedrals of light. And this went on for years, and every time I would go, I would come back, I would feel lighter and happier and so connected and in this great, great deep state of love. And then when I was told to start doing my work, I was asked to share these journeys. And I was told that these journeys would take anybody into the light. And so I began to give these journeys, and then I created a system going through the inner dimensions of heaven to heal, to overcome trauma, to gather keys of consciousness, such as going into the sacred garden, the garden of our soul, finding the fountain of eternal life. And what I found is that in these journeys culminating with the Tree of Life, people would say, "Oh, I've looked for a connection to something greater my whole life, and it's where I found it. I had it here. I've never had it before." I have heard this, Victor, over and over and over, and it's such a blessing, because that's really my service, just to take one into a deep connection of all that is, of God, whatever word we want to use. People say, "Oh my gosh, I went there. I really experienced it. I felt it." And I said, "Well, that's because it's real. It's more real than this world." and that's what it means to enter the kingdom within. And that's what Yeshua told me. Said, "This is the kingdom within. Now take people there." And that was how I developed the Radiance Healing System.
Now, that is a system that is, I assume, very, very steeped in visualization technique. Is that correct?
Yes, I use visualization, and I use sound of the crystal healing bowls. I use the crystal healing bowls, and I tell a little story. And the beauty of a guided meditation is to be able to go into states of an altered state, a deep, peaceful state. And I'll tell you, I have 3-minute journeys, 5-minute journeys, and 1-hour journeys, and then retreats. I have longer journeys. But you can really get there in 3 minutes. You can be able to touch into this place of calm and peace. And the reason that visualization works for us in the West so well is because, we grew up with TV, we grew up with movies, we're into story, and our brain is not trained the way, say, a monk is. The pathways are not trained, and it takes us a long time to attain an altered state through saying a mantra. Though I say mantras, and I tell everyone, if you have a mantra, say one, and I give mantras. But for most of us in the West, being able to hear a story and having our mind latch onto a story is just easier, because our mind is the Western mind. And it seems to work. It just seems to work.
And when you do the guided meditation, the visualizations, you have the people actually see themselves doing what you're talking about.
Yes, like it would go something like this. I would say, we're now in the sacred garden. Notice what flowers there are. Put your most favorite flowers here. Now smell it. What do they feel like? It's all of these kind of sensory perception techniques that actually one uses if one's an actor, which is interesting. What it does is it triggers the brain, because the brain, when we have a have a picture or a feeling or emotion inside of our mind, the brain doesn't differentiate whether that picture is something in your imagination or something you're looking at through your eyes. It is has an effect on our parasympathetic nervous system. Our nervous system responds to whatever the visual or emotional feeling that comes up is. And I will also say that even people who, because some people can imagine more than others, people who say, I just don't have the kind of brain I can tap into a visual, it doesn't matter. I said, just listen to this like a story, because those imprints are happening in your brain. And because it's energy, I channel energy. That energy is igniting the energy within you for you to have, for your body, your mind, and your soul to heal itself. Because the light is the light. And so that's how it works.
Absolutely. My guest this evening on Destination Unlimited, Deirdre Haidt. Deirdre, please tell our listeners about your events that are coming up and also about the meditation.
Yes, thank you very much. Well, I'm so excited with my husband, Will Arntz, who created the film What the Bleep Do We Know, which is a seminal film on consciousness, are giving a weekend retreat at the Kripalu Center there in Stockbridge, Massachusetts. I've been. It's so gorgeous. And Kripalu is beautiful. It's a beautiful retreat center. We'll be there from September 21st through the 23rd. And we're going to be talking about the age of surprise we live in, which was a vision I had received a year and a half ago from the light, that we are living in an age of rapid transformation. The light calls it the age of surprise because the change is happening very quickly. And I was given steps on how to work with this energy and how to use this energy to transform our lives. So we'll be sharing that. It'll be deep healings, meditations, movies that my husband will put together. That's our big retreat coming up. And then in October, I'll be at First Unity in Tampa, Florida. And then in November, at First Unity in Sacramento. But please come visit my website, DeirdreHaidt.com, and it will tell you all about that. And then I've got the Tree of Life program with Jack Canfield coming out.
And we'll talk more about that in the next segment. We'll be back with more of Deirdre Haidt after these words on the Om Times Radio Network.
This is OTRFM, part of the IOM Radio Network.
Humanity Healing International is a small nonprofit with a big dream. Since 2007, HHI has been working tirelessly to bring help to communities with little or no hope. Our projects are not broad mandates, nor are they overnight solutions, but they bring the reassurance that no one is alone and that someone cares. To learn more, please visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
More than 24 million Americans have an autoimmune disorder, and that number continues to grow. I'm Sharon Saylor, and I'm one of those 24 million. To put that number in perspective, cancer affects about 9 million and heart disease up to 22 million. That's why I've brought together top experts and those thriving regardless of their diagnosis to bring you the latest, most up-to-date information. Join me, Sharon Saylor, Friday night, 7 p.m. Eastern, for the Autoimmune Hour on Life Interrupted Radio to find out how to live your life uninterrupted.
Back on Destination Unlimited, my guest this evening is Deirdre Haidt. She's the creator of the Dradiance Tree of Life Journey Meditation, which we'll be talking more about later in the program. Right now, Deirdre, you were talking about all of the studies that prepared you for this work, and you did a lot of interfaith and intercultural study. Tell us about that.
Yes, well, I have always been interested and an avid learner, reader, always wanting to do more. And because I had these visits and these visitations and these mystical gifts that I didn't understand and really couldn't be explained anywhere, I really embarked on a study to know them. And I feel very blessed because I feel it's given me a broad band view of the spiritual path. And all I can say is from Judaism to Christianity to the Hindu Vedas to the I Am Presence teaching to the Course in Miracles to Zen to the Tao, everything that I've gone into. And I will also say everything I've studied for more than 10 years. So it's not like I just read a book. And I've had amazing, amazing mentors and teachers also in psychology. I found that ultimately everything leads us to the one place, and that one place is a union with the awe and wonder of all that is, this magnificent life. I call this the light, a state of love and connection and bliss. That's where every path goes. Ultimately, when we arrive, it's inconsequential of the path. All that matters is, oh, we're there. We're in a state of love. We're in a state of union. So I support everyone's path. And the beauty of living today is one can go to yoga in the morning, afterwards, go to church after that. Do a mantra, and we live in this great time where all of the different paths intersect and overlap, and we can enjoy all of them.
Absolutely. And the basic foundational message, in addition to the fact that we're all going to that place of light and love, is that we can actually live that in the here and now.
Yes. We can live, and we are meant to live that in the here and the now. That's why we're here. I also feel very strongly that we are really here on this planet. You know, why are we here? Why are we alive? This is the realm of the loka of heaven, because this third dimensional world is a strata of heaven, but it's the strata of change. It's the youngest, newest creation, and so it's volatile. This is a volatile world, as we know. Looking at our weather, but it's a beautiful world. It is a piece of heaven. It is heaven, and we're here as souls to open our heart, to become heart, to become the intelligence of heart, which is wisdom, understanding, and truth. And the component, the crown of all this, is that we learn unconditional love. What is unconditional love? That's what we're here. We're in the big schoolhouse to simply learn unconditional love, how to give it, how to receive it, because that unconditional love is the soul-to-soul connection that is always there, no matter if our egos are arguing or if we're at war or if you're the bad guy and I'm the good guy. Underneath all of that, there's a net of connection, which is love. And we're here to learn that and to open to that. That's the big aha.
The golden rule at the foundation of every major faith.
Everything.
It's the truth. Please share with us about your introduction to Kabbalah.
Yes, I remember I heard some Hebrew, and I just spontaneously started crying. I grew up, in the South. I didn't even know any Jewish people. I hate to admit that. I'm bad saying that, but... It just wasn't available. Then as a dancer, I went to New York, and I got to eat bagels and all kinds of way cool stuff that I'd never, ever known back then. You know, it was a different world. So slowly God brought me into the Kabbalah because of the Hebrew prayers. Because hearing the Hebrew, I would start to cry. And I said, well, something's here. And I began to go on a journey that synchronicity would happen, where I would learn. I was learning about the Hebrew. The Hebrew is what got me. It was really the Hebrew. And so I wanted to know more about the Hebrew. Then one night when my son had just been born, I had a visitation by Yeshua, Jesus, right there in my room. Looking as real as you or I. And I was in awe because, yes, here's Jesus. I was like, oh my goodness. And Jesus said to me, know the Torah and you know who I am. I said, what? And Yeshua, I like to say Yeshua. Yeshua said, know the Torah and you know who I am. And I said, so I'm supposed to study Torah? And he said, yes. And he said it again, know the Torah and you know who I am. And then me being, you know, even though I have all these experiences, I still have my cynical side. So I said, well, if you're really Jesus, I'm going to need to see you at least three times. And he laughed. So then he disappeared. And then I went into the family room and I turned on the TV. I had my daughter was about six, and there was Jesus. There was a picture of him right there. And I don't know, like, there's no way how that could get on my TV. I was trying to figure this out. And then my husband came home and said, oh, I heard about this rabbi who's very special and very mystical. I think somebody you'd like. So I went over to meet this rabbi because I'd gotten this message. And he taught in a church. And when I walked in, I came in through the back, and there was this picture of Jesus over a water fountain. It was the same picture that was on the TV and was looked exactly like my vision. And I laughed and I said, okay, I believe you. You know, I was being bad. And I went in, and that was 20 years ago. And I said, okay, I'm here to study. And I began to study the Torah and then the mystical Torah, the Kabbalah.
Now, there are a lot of myths and misconceptions surrounding Kabbalah. What was your experience like?
Well, for me, because I was fortunate to study with a very esteemed rabbi, Kabbalah was simply a part of understanding the deeper messages and meanings of Torah, such as the story of Genesis, you know, what that means, and the different the books, what the stories meant for consciousness, because Kabbalah is really the story of consciousness. And the stories in the texts of both the Hebrew and Christian Bible, because there is also a Christian Kabbalah. These stories are the stories of our consciousness. And when I was learning this and it was so clear, I didn't think of it as anything weird or off because it just made sense. It just made sense. It's very steeped in psychology, understanding the psychology of what it means to be human. And part of awakening, a part of finding peace, is knowing one's psychology, like knowing the parts of ourselves and the voices and who's really talking in there, what propels us to make decisions. And once we can see this, Victor, we can then become the watcher, the silent watcher, and choose how to react, choose what part of ourself we want to live in. And until we can do that, we're lost, we're asleep. I mean, that's what it means to wake up, know thyself. So Kabbalah, for me, was a path to understanding the multidimensional layers of myself. And as I studied, I began to have these meditations, these journeys, as I talked about earlier, of going into the Tree of Life. And the Tree of Life, ultimately, the Tree of Life is the energetic blueprint of who we are, made in the image of God, meaning that we are like a shadow, as if light was shining and casts a long shadow. You know, we are the potential of God, and the Tree of Life, which includes the chakras, is the blueprint. And the reason Jack Canfield teaches it in all of his success seminars is he said to me, when we do the Tree of Life meditation at the end of this course, people say they have the most profound transformation that they've ever had. It's so very powerful. It's so very ancient. I'm just very blessed to have studied and then received knowledge from the worlds of light to share this, bring it out to whoever would like to have this experience.
My guest tonight is Deirdre Hage. She's going to talk about her Radiance Tree of Life journey meditation after these words on the Om Times Radio Network.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
Change and growth are part of natural life, and also part of your spiritual life. Everyone needs support and guidance, especially during life passages. Upgrade yourself with the Om Times Experts program. With Om Times Experts, you have access to the best intuitive coaches, spiritual teachers, counselors, astrologists, and oracles. Our team was carefully selected so you can trust. Find out more at experts.omtimes.com.
Hi, I'm Kelly Fox, host and astrologer of The Astrology Show. Each week, I'll give you access to the current transits, which are a valuable tool that provide astrological information to help unlock the potential each of us has. Understanding the stars can help steer us in the right direction to make better informed choices. So if you're wondering what's going to happen in your week ahead, be sure to tune in to The Astrology Show for guidance. Mondays at 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
Psst, Steven.
Who said that?
Me, down here.
Ugh, what are you, a yellow booger?
I'm a banana slug, Steven.
What are you doing in my room?
I'm your sense of adventure. It's been a long time since we've had an adventure in the forest.
Mom took me to the forest last year.
I'm a slug, Steven. It took me a long time to get here.
You're right. I should get out.
Yeah, the forest is not that far away.
Hey, Mom!
Come to the forest where the more adventurous you lives. Check out discovertheforest.org for cool places nearby. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Have you bought into the idea that you have to work hard for your money, that business is hard? I will share some dynamic access consciousness tools to get you out of your own way so you can create a business that actually succeeds. Join me, Simone Millicers, on The Joy of Business at 4 p.m. Mondays Eastern.
Hi, this is Bill Maher. I can find humor in almost anything, but one thing I never laugh about is cruelty to animals. If you don't get the joke either, write People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, 501 Front Street, Norfolk, Virginia, 23510.
Back on Destination Unlimited, my guest this evening is Deirdre Hage. We're talking about the Radiance Tree of Life Journey Meditation and all of the wonderful work that Deirdre does. So you started touching a little bit about the Tree of Life. What is the structure of the Tree of Life, and how do we see ourselves within that structure?
Well, the Tree of Life is, as I said, an energetic blueprint made up of 10 universes of consciousness. These are the inner castles that that St. Teresa spoke of. As I said, there is a Christian Kabbalah, and there's also many stories that the great saints worked with the Jewish mystics, and they all worked in secret on the Tree of Life. So these Sephirot, they're called Sephirot, and they mean sapphire. And if you want to see a picture of what that looks like on the body, just come to my website and you'll see I have a whole teaching and information on the Tree of Life. It's all free. Just go to teachings or go to events, and you can see how the Tree of Life leads into the body and more history and knowledge from the Tree of Life. But the Tree of Life, these 10 Sephirot, these 10 sapphires or universes of energy, are the inner dimension of your multidimensional self. They are the doorways into the you, which is one with the unified field of creation. It is the doorway into the mini universe, which is actually the entire universe is within you, within your body. I know that's a big concept to grasp, but when you enter the Tree of Life through any one of these doorways, you go into this expanded state, this mystical experience of being your multidimensional self. And it's really quite extraordinary. So let's say the Sephirot Tiferet, which means harmony and balance. It's also Yud He Vav He, which is the name of the divine mother, the feminine creator of the presence. And this doorway, which is in your belly, Tiferet lives in your belly. There are pathways, energetic keys to going into this universe. The color of Tiferet is gold, yellow, and this is the place we go to find balance, to find harmony. Another Sephirot, let's say, is a Netzach. So Netzach is your right hip and goes down your right leg. Netzach is a green, an emerald green color, and Netzach means victory. It also means the victory of manifestation. So let's say you want to really manifest something. We would focus on Netzach and empowering the energies of the doorways to open into Netzach to manifest and have victorious your life purpose. So those are a couple of examples of the Sephirot and how the pathway lays out. And that's what we'll be doing in Kripalu. And that's also my Tree of Life program that's coming out. We'll cover all that there too.
Now, you say we are living in the age of surprise, the ever-changing age of surprise, and that these mystical teachings are so important right now. Why?
Yes, because the veils are thinning. The veils between the worlds, the veils that keep being able to experience alternate realities is becoming very, very thin. And because that's happening, this is part of our human evolution, we are able to glean that experience. It's an energy, it's an energetic. And with that, this light that is coming from the other worlds is lifting up. It is enlightening the darkness of our ignorance. And so we're seeing the darkness coming up, but it's really just coming up to be healed. It's coming up so that we can find love and healing, and we can shine this on those dark experiences, those experiences of pain and suffering. It's happening very quickly now, and it's surprising. So change is surprise. When you have an aha, when you have an experience, even if you're planning for it, it's a surprise, right? Like every synchronicity you have, isn't it that the joy victory? You go, oh my gosh, I didn't see that coming.
Absolutely.
And it's so it makes it so much fun. So I say, welcome the surprise, and you know, just go. Let's just be on the ride here together.
I remember in my study that we talk about what they call the left-handed leanings or inclinations and the right-handed leaning or inclinations. And without labeling things, the tendency saying that the left-hand inclinations are not necessarily the best and that the right-hand inclinations are the good intentions. But the concept that we're dealing with is the balance of everything, unification of all into that wonderful loving balance, isn't it?
That's exactly right. And it's interesting you should say that, because in the Tree of Life, the left shoulder is Givora, which means strength, setting healthy boundaries, being able to firm good judgment. And the right, which is the right shoulder and arm, that's what's located on the body, is Hesed, which is loving kindness, a righteous action, benevolence, and that the balance of the two are the heart. This is where we're here to balance the heart. Also in Givora, where strength is, interestingly enough, that is where chaos, misjudgment, injustice, the darkness, we would say, that's where it comes in. That's where it experiences it. So that in Givora, when I'm teaching this, I give a energetic a key to strengthening Givora as a boundary, so that one is protected from the ignorance or the darkness.
You say we should run our tree to both set our day and close our day. What does that mean?
Well, we came up with that concept with a whole group of people who studied with me, because when we do the journey, we start with Ein Sof, which is the I Am Presence above the head, and we bring the light down into the first sephira, which is Keter, which sits right on top of the crown chakra. And then we move into the right hemisphere, which is Chokmah, the left hemisphere, which is Bina, and we run this path, this course. It is the first path of the Tree of Life. There's 32 paths, but I found this to be the most powerful path. And then we come up through the chakras. So it's a system of bringing divine light in, connecting to the center of the earth, bringing the light from below, which is the golden light, up into the body again. So I call it running because I just thought, well, that's kind of a fun metaphor, that we open our channels of consciousness in the morning so that we can have a great day. And then in the evening, we cleanse our channels of consciousness to lift out any kind of negativity or hard feel, anything that happens, so we can let that go and have a good night's sleep.
Please tell us about the coming release of the Radiance Tree of Life Journey Meditation.
Well, yes, this is going to be a program. I have the Tree of Life on my website right now, and anyone can listen to it. It's a beautiful, beautiful meditation. This is going to take that meditation, and I'm going to be sharing in depth, you know, what the Tree of Life means, how to use it in your day. I have an activation journey, which will activate your Tree of Life, meaning wake it up so it can begin to work with you. And then my dear friend Jack Canfield does a Tree of Life journey to clear all the obstacles that keep you from having success in your life. And we do this together, and I'm just really excited about bringing this out into the world for everyone to experience.
My guest is Deirdre Haid. Deirdre, thank you so much for all of this wonderful sharing. Please tell our listeners more about the upcoming retreat at the Kripalu Center.
Yes, we're going to be having a very special weekend of in-depth meditation, singing, movement. It's really all to give you a respite from our busy world. Right? My goal is that we all come, we drop the busyness, and we just dive deep into the joy of the soul. I will be igniting everyone's tree of life, opening everyone's tree of life, doing hands-on healing, readings from about your ancestors, past lives, answering questions, because I can have this unified field I'm able to see through. So it's a place to come to have answers, and all of us enter into the universal tree of life, which I call the radiance tree of life. And I call it radiance because radiance is, in Hebrew, the word is Zohar, and that is the great book of the Kabbalah. And radiance is a state when your soul, the light of your soul, is so free that you literally radiate God presence, love. And that's what we're here to do. We're here to become the image of God, which is a radiating force, like a sun of goodness and light. And I'm certainly not perfect. I'm not like can hold that state all the time. We're not meant to. But if we just even can tap into a little, that's how we are going to heal our world. I truly believe it. So I want to invite everyone to come join us, and love to meet all of you on the East Coast.
Deirdre, thank you so much for joining us this evening and sharing your message.
Thank you. Thank you. And thank you for your beautiful work to bring the light into our world, the healing.
And thank you all for joining us on Destination Unlimited. I'm Victor the Voice Berman. Have a wonderful week.